Okay, I'm about a day late with this topic, but today we're going to talk about Isru Chag. So I guess we're about as far away as one can be from the next Isru Chag on the calendar, but it's never too early to prepare, I guess. You'll notice that yesterday most shuls did not say Tachnun. Most yeshivos, even those that do not follow the conventional yeshiva schedule, had the day off. So is there something inherent about the day, or is it just a recovery day, so to speak, after Simchas Torah? The Gemara Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Hei tells us that Kala Osa Isur Lachag Ba'achilu Shtia, someone who makes an Isur for the Chag with eating and drinking, it's as if he built a mizbeach and was makriv a carbon mizbeach. So Rashi writes that it's talking about the day after Yom Tov, that if a person celebrates with achil and shtia the day after Yom Tov, that's as if he built a carbon. The Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Maseches Avodah Zarah also highlights something special about the day after Yom Tov, calls it Bar Yod Demoada. The Marsha, however, points out that according to Rashi, it's difficult to identify what the word Isur is doing there. Isur normally is associated with some sort of prohibition, some sort of limitation. What exactly does it mean that anyone who makes an Isur Lechag? So the Marsha understands entirely differently. He says, no, this relates to someone who on Yom Tov limits himself in his achila and his shtia. On Yom Tov, he's careful not to get drunk. He's careful to avoid achila gasa, which parenthetically happen to be two things that Klal Yisrael is not so great at limiting themselves on when it comes to Simchas Torah in particular. But a person who manages to practice restraint on that Yom Tov, so that's kilaban mizbech v'ikrav lav karban. That accounts for the word isur, and it also accounts for why it's like making a mizbeach, because a shulchan is dom al mizbeach, ma mizbeach mechap. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, so it provides him with that kapara. Also, the day after Yom Tov is clearly special as far as achilas karbanos are concerned. The halacha is that a karban shlamim is nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So a person who brings a karban shlamim on the last day of Yom Tov could still be eating the Yom Tov karbanos, the Yom Tov karban shlamim, on the next day, the day after Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Taubes Shlita has a shir on Wayu Torah where he explains that there's a machlokas rishonim whether the second day of achila shlamim is a din l'charchila, or really no, l'charchila you're only supposed to eat karban shlamim one day, and it's just, if you didn't, you still could eat it. It's not yet no sir. You can still eat it a second day. And he wanted to suggest that that's the machlokas, whether in fact there is a special simcha on the day after Yantif. If you hold that it's a din l'charchila that you're supposed to eat for 2 days, so then yeah, that's worthy of making it a special day of achila. But if it's only b'diavad, because you were a schlepper and you didn't eat your carbon on time, then that would not be worthy of having a separate day. This seems to me a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber in some Tav Tzadi Dalid quotes the idea of Isru Chag with regard to Shavuos, where it clearly has major implications as far as Karbanos are concerned, because you can actually still bring the Karbanos of the Yom Tov itself. But he does not quote it with regard to Pesach, which was an earlier opportunity in Shulchan Aruch where he could have mentioned it. The Mishnah Berurah understands that the Mechaber would hold that you're allowed to fast on Isru Chag HaSukkos, that there is no special inyan of Isru Chag when it comes to Sukkos. But the Ramah quotes the idea of being Mar B'Suda in Siman Tav Chav Tes, which is Hilchas Pesach, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat Yadalit says that the Minhag is not to fast on the day after Yom Tov, whether it be Pesach, Sukkos, or Shavuos, and not just Shavuos like the Mechaber says. Someone just asked me now 2 minutes ago whether there's an inyan of Malava Malka after Yom Tov. This also may be a related discussion. There is a comment that they quote from the Chazanish in Mevakshei Torah, Chelek Beis, page Tav Nun Ches, that the din of Isru Chag includes the night as well, and therefore there would be an inyan to start celebrating Isru Chag the night after Yom Tov. On the other hand, the Brisker Rav in Pnine Agriz, Simen Tazvav, is quoted to say the same thing, that yes, you do have a special Suda on Motzai Yom Tov, as hard as that is to imagine doing after eating for so long, but there is a Suda on Motzai Yom Tov, but for a different reason. He says, it's based on the Rambam in Ilchus Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Alachat HaZayin, where the Rambam writes, Kishem Shemitzvah L'chabit Shabbos L'ango Kach, Kol Yom Tovim, that just like we have a mitzvah of Kavod V'onik Shabbos, so too Yom Tov has the same din. V'kol yom tovim never been mikra kodesh. Kfar biarnu hakibud vonig bilchus Shabbos. And the Rambam writes in Hilchus Yom Tov, you want to know how to do kibud vonig of Yom Tov? Look what I wrote in Hilchus Shabbos. So apparently the Rambam makes a very clear equation that however you're going to do oneg Shabbos, you're going to do the same thing as far as oneg Yom Tov. And in Hilchus Shabbos, perek lamed alachei, the Rambam writes, misadr shulchanu b'masoi Shabbos, v'afal bishenu tzarechel v'kzayis, k'te l'chabdo b'knisasu b'tziyosu, you should set a nice table on Matzoi Shabbos, what we call Malava Malka, and that's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos. So in order to be Mechabit Shabbos, b'knisasu b'tziyosu, therefore the same would apply to Yom Tov as well. So both the Chaznish and the Brisk Rav apparently say that there should be something on Matzoi Yom Tov. The question is, why? The Chaznish says because it's already Yisru Chag, and the Brisk Rav says, no, not on account of it being Yisru Chag, but because it is a kiyum of the kibud of the Yom Tov itself. Two possible nafkaminas. One nafkamina between the Chaznish and the Brisk Rav is, do you need a Malava Malka on Matzoi the first days going into Chol HaMoed? According to the Chaznish, no, because it's only for Yisru Chag and that's not Yisru Chag. But according to the Griz, then yes, because it's a din in the Yontif and you still want to show kavod to that Yontif. Another possible nafkamina I saw in the Sefer Sukkos Chayim, page Taf Ayin Beis, that on Shabbos the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Shin, Sivkat and Beis, that it's better to have Malava Malka early, Samachli Yitzias HaShabbos, early in the evening. And Shari Tshuva says, certainly not after Chatzos. According to the Brisk Rav, the same would apply to Yontif. But according to the Chazanish, no such time limitation. It's not about the previous day, it's about Yisru Chag. And it just happens to be that we already start celebrating Yisru Chag that evening. There, what about the following day? Why exactly is it a special day? So there are, aside from what we mentioned, as far as the karbanos, the fact that you can still eat the karbanos shlamin from the Yom Tov itself, there are three other possibilities as to why Yisru Chag might be considered, the day after Yom Tov might be considered a special day. The Chasam Sofer has a comment in his Agos to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach and Sim Tav Chav Tes that it's a Zecher LeMikdash, because the Olei Regalim would return home Smechem B'Tuvei Lev on Yisru Chag. So right after Yom Tov, they'd have this sense of inspiration and the sense of being uplifted, so we try to reenact that by having a little extra Su'uda the day after Yom Tov. In Stechemed, and he writes that in Eretz Yisrael, they used to celebrate an extra day, that this is a zecher to what they used to do in Eretz Yisrael, because they knew in Eretz Yisrael that the Jews in Chutz Laretz were experiencing Yom Tov Sheni, and they didn't want it to appear like Klal Yisrael had become agudos, that were practicing two separate religions, so they added like an extra day, not of Issa Malacha, not of not wearing tefillin or anything, but an extra day where they had Hakafa Shriyos, you know, where they did a little bit of extra celebration, where they had a little more Su'uda, so as a zecher to what they used to do in Eretz Yisrael, in order that Klal Yisrael should not appear agudos agudos. That's what the Stechemet suggests, that maybe that's why we have such a notion of Yisru Chag. Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Yud Beis, footnote 86, says that it's similar to what the Gemara in Brachos, Taflam Beis and Beis, says that after davening, Tzarech Lishos Sho'a Achas, that after a person encounters the Shechina, after a person has a certain kind of experience, a rendezvous with the Shechina, so to speak, a person should not run away. He should take a moment to take it all in, to appreciate what just happened, and that's what Yisru Chag is all about, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Not just to, it's like a kashalai predaschem, but extended, an extra day. That way of saying that we're going to take a day to appreciate all of the Kedusha that we just experienced. So all in all, it turns out that there are four explanations that I'm aware of as to what makes Yisru Chag special. Either it's a day of Achilas Karban Shlamim from the Chag itself, or like the Chasam Sofer says, a Zeichel LeMikdash because of the Olei Regalim returning Smechem V'Tuvei Lev, or like the Stechemet says, a Zecher to what they used to do in Eretz Yisrael in order that they not be so different from the Jews in Chutz Laretz to celebrate an extra day, or like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, a day to internalize the experience of Yontif. Now in terms of how it's celebrated, so the Gemara says explicitly food and drink, that that's what you're supposed to do, Marba B'Achila U'Bishtia, which happens to be, you have happen to have a lot of leftovers usually, so it works out well. The Torah Lishma in Simen Kuf Mem says that you should treat it like Chol HaMoed. Wear Big Day Shabbos, avoid Mekach Umemkar unless it's a Davar Aved, but that's quite Chiddish. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, Alicha Shlomo, Parakid Beis, Oschav Dalet, says not to say Lam Natseach. In Luach Eretz Yisrael, it says against Rav Shlomo Zalman, it says that they do say Lam Natseach, and the article Paskins that we do say Lam Natseach on Yisruchag. But these are the suggestions of how to properly celebrate, but certainly to be Marbeba Achila Vishtia. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Yeah.